Each year, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration issues a review of the most serious management and performance issues that confront the IRS. And in fiscal year 2011, as you said, security was named as the top management challenge facing the IRS. Now, there were some other key challenges, of course, facing the IRS in 2011, including business system modernization, which includes both the technology as well as the business systems themselves, tax compliance, and implementing tax law changes, which it looks like that's going to include health care as we move forward. Even though we have 10 challenges, we can look at almost all those, including human capital and erroneous payments and globalization, which are all on the list. Information security and cybersecurity impacts almost all of those.
Let's talk about one of the hot topics, really, of our time, and that is healthcare, the healthcare overhaul, and that affects the IRS in a lot of ways. Tell us what you found there with respect to security and implementing the IRS part of what we have to do for healthcare reform.
Yes, healthcare reform, of course, is on everybody's topic this time of the year. But this year's review expanded our challenge in the area of implementing tax law challenges to include, as you just said, the healthcare provisions of the Patients Protection and Affordability Care Act. The IRS estimates that at least 42 provisions of this act will either add to or amend the tax code. And at least 8 of those will require the IRS to build new processes that do not exist currently within the tax administration system. And as you can imagine, we're going to have to share a lot of taxpayer data with other organizations. So cybersecurity and information security will once again be a primary concern as the IRS builds these new administrative systems to implement the tax, portions of the Affordable Care Act.
Now, the IG's office is aware of that cybersecurity implication. Did you find that the IRS management is?
Yes, and this is where the Treasury Inspector General is trying to really take a proactive part in the development of these, not just for healthcare, but all new systems. So instead of waiting, as has been in the past, till the systems are developed and implemented, and then the auditors come in and take a look at them and make their recommendations after the fact. We're trying to take a very proactive step, and this includes taking a hard look at their information security program, their designs, and trying to build the information security features into these new applications before they're deployed.
Now, IRS systems, of course, are sensitive because of the data they have for just regular tax-paying purposes. And so how, as an IG, when you look at IRS, do you separate the managerial issues from the technology issues? That is, do they have the appropriate controls in place, for example? How do you approach that?
Yeah, we have some very unique challenges as it relates to the IRS's systems and especially towards security. And you're right on target there that we really do have to look at both the management controls, which we have other groups within the Inspector General here that looks at, the financial controls and the other types of internal controls that are required for the types of financial transactions that the Internal Revenue Service processes. So on our side, though, within information security, we have to take a hard look to make sure that they're not only designed in and built, but then in the operational systems that they're actually being enforced and they're in place and they're working properly. So I have kind of a two-part role. One is to make sure that the proper security controls are built into the applications, and then once they're in production and they're actually part of the tax administration system, we're then responsible for doing testing and evaluations of those controls to make sure they're actually functioning and operating.
And since the IRS outsources a lot of the application development, as most federal agencies do, then it sounds like there's a contractor component in here, especially during that development stage.
There is. And, that, of course, makes it a little more complex, and I think most federal agencies have that issue. We are very cognizant of that approach. And we do reviews of control of the actual data that contractors may have, tax administration type of data. And we also look at the controls that those contractors have in their systems also.